morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host on this Valentine's week. Yes, it is the week of love, but I don't know. I think love happens all year round. Joining us in the boardroom is Alex Z. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, good morning.
I know. It's your week of love, too. Lots of love going on out there.
It is. It is. I'm excited.
Do you have anything special planned?
We're actually going to Temecula for wine tasting.
Oh, fun.
I'm actually going out. I'm going to be doing something.
You're going to be doing something. Have you been to the wine country in Temecula yet?
No, I haven't. Okay. So now I'm going to be able to experience it.
It's very cool. It feels like, my gosh, it feels like you'd be anywhere in the world in wine country. It's really amazing. The first time I went, I thought, really? I know, because you think of Temecula, I don't know. You just don't think of Temecula as a wine country because it's so family oriented. It's such, you know, it's kind of like the suburbs, whatever. But then they have this area that is just beautiful. So are you anywhere in particular? You just going to stop at a bunch or?
We're going, I forget the name of the vineyard that we're going to, but it's really cool because it has like a underground cave. Like it's going to be like a 4 or 5 hour tour.
Mm-hmm.
In the cave, they actually have, you know, obviously their winery, but also a restaurant and all this stuff. So it looks like it's going to be really cool.
How fun. Well, I can't wait to talk about it afterwards.
Yeah.
We can talk about it next week on the show. So
we can.
Very, very exciting. So there we go. Alex has something planned. At this point, I'm not sure. We don't have. It is my anniversary, actually, on Valentine's Day.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah, so happy anniversary, dear. And I don't know what we'll do. I don't know, 39 years later, something like that. Yeah, we'll figure out something. All right, we didn't get any Swiss donuts this morning because there was a run going on in Palm Desert. I'm not even sure what the run was for, which is weird because usually I do know what's happening, but I missed the program somewhere. But anyway, there were a lot of runners out there this morning, so I didn't get over to Swiss. And but we always thank them for our donuts. Plus, we don't have any in-house guests today. They're going to be calling us. So I guess it works out. Alex, no donuts for you today. How's that?
I know. It's going to be a rough Sunday, but yeah. I'll make it through.
You actually eat healthy. Usually, folks, he's sneaking in apples and all these really healthy foods. And I think, dang, wouldn't a donut be so much better than that?
But I try to make room for both.
Oh, you do? Okay, good, yeah. Good. Yeah, that's good. All right, Super Bowl. Do we even want to talk about that? Was the biggest snooze fest ever.
It was. I liked it because it was a good defensive battle.
An excellent defensive battle. In fact, I kept saying to myself, it's the guys who wear down first. They will give on the defense, which will give the other team an opportunity to score.
Yep, and that's why the Patriots won.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's really what they could only do so much, these guys. I think the hype that the rookies had versus the veteran team, they just, you know, kind of knew that it only takes one play to win this, and they made that one play. So, but overall, it was hard for me to pick winners because there wasn't a lot happening.
Yeah.
For our Super Bowl prize pool. However, we had a lot of winners anyway. I just figured out things to give away for them. I just, you know, any weird thing I said, okay, that's good. I'll pull a name. So they are all posted on the Traveling with Françoise website. So we had a lot of winners. I gave them the opportunity to pick between tram passes and fare tickets and some local attraction tickets, some restaurant tickets. And I have to say that the tram actually won out of people wanting passes to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. So is that what I said? Did I say fair? I don't know. Anyway, more people wanted tramway passes than anything, which I found out, which was really interesting. So there you go.
I mean, it is nice up there right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, and it's going to be cool. And do you know what? Up there at the top of the tram is a huge location for proposals. A lot of proposals happen up there.
Well, maybe everybody was getting ready to propose.
I don't know. Maybe. And Valentine's Day coming up. They'll be going because they have special dinner going on up there at the top of the tram for Valentine's Day. So I don't know. Keep that in mind. If you're looking for somewhere that's completely unique, you kind of just back your sweetie up against the rail, though, so you have the backdrop of the valley below. Yeah, you know. And then you just pop that question. So anyway, that's my. And if you need the perfect ring to pop that question, I know just where to go. B. Alston's Jewelers are having a blowout. Everything must go sale. In fact, we'll be there. Craig Campbell and I will be there on Tuesday morning doing a live Facebook feed for a new segment we're coming up with called The Business Beat. And we will be over there showing you what's going on in B. Alston's. They have a retirement end of lease sale. Everything must go. Huge discounts. So check it out on CoachellaValley.com. Our and Traveling with Francoise, our Facebook feed. And who knows, if you haven't got anything yet for Valentine's, go on over there to BL Since Jewelers. All right, what else is going on? Today's show is brought to you in part by CoachellaValley.com. If it's happening, it's happening at CoachellaValley.com. I went to a great meeting this week at the Travel Club of the Desert, presented by Adult Customized Tours, ACT, to listen to Luis Fuerte, Huellhauser's longtime cameraman. He was there. House was packed. He sold out all the books that he brought. You know, you never know with stuff like this. I'm sure that they go, sometimes they'll take tons of books and sell 10, and other times they maybe take not so many. I know he brought two or three boxes. I mean, they're big boxes of books, and they all sold out. So he was really humble. It was really fun, and I want to thank all the Traveling with Francoise people that showed up as well, first time at a ACT Travel Club meeting, and said hello. So that was fun. Let's see. What else is going on? We have prizes today. Today, since the fair starts this week on the 14th, we have Veronica Casper, the County Fair Manager, will be calling in to tell us a little bit about her take on what's going on at the fair. And then in the second hour, we have Olivia Irvin from Amtrak, who's going to be calling us to talk about train travel. So, and I actually put a travel question out there about train travel, and I think, I don't know, this might beat all-time record of answers. I have so many answers about people that have been on trains, haven't been, would like to go, and we'll read those answers in the second hour of the show. But really interesting how just the thought of train travel is kind of glamorous and mysterious and fun. I loved it. We went to New Mexico on Amtrak and had a little tiny sleeper car with bunk beds and a little tiny bathroom, but it was so fun because during the day your sleeper car turned into like just your room with the couches and stuff. So anyway, I just thought it was so much fun. I'd do it again in a second.
See, I've always wanted to do something like that.
Yeah.
I've been on a train. I've done all that, but not to the extent where it's like you're there for a few days.
A few days where you go to the dining car, you go to the observation car, and they have entertainment. I mean, it's really something now what they do on the train. They have Wi-Fi. They have all that stuff. So anyway, we'll find out more about that. Let's see. KSQ, I wasn't on there yesterday. I'll be back this coming Saturday. If you want to call the show to win those fair tickets during the show, you might want to plug this number into your phone, and that's 760-440-8255. That will be 760-440-8255. You cannot have won in the last 30 days, please. And what I'll be giving away is a four-pack of tickets to the fair, and I'll mail those out to you. So we'll make it pretty easy for everybody. But we'll do that a little bit later on in the show. We are not going to do it now. And for those of you who have never been to Mount Rushmore, or you want to go back on the homepage of Traveling with Francoise, the website, there is a link to the page, another page on there, that will give you all the details of the trip I am hosting with ACT Tours in May to Mount Rushmore. 3 nights, 4 days. So check it out. It's $9.95, and that includes air from Palm Springs. That's a great price. Per person, double occupancy.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
It is. It is a great, great price. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to sightsee all one day and the next day. There's going to be some trips you can take on your own if you want. If not, you can just hang out and do whatever it is that you feel like doing. So, all right, there's a lot to cover. Well, we talked a little bit about Valentine's Day coming up this week. And Animal Samaritans, we have great news from them. They've had 31 adoptions from their shelter in the first 31 days of 2019.
Good.
That's huge. Those are big numbers. So good for them. And they also want to make sure that you keep your pets safe during the Valentine's week. We don't think about sweets being harmful, but chocolate is very harmful for your pets and could be fatal. So keep the chocolates away from them. They also say watch out for the flowers. They say sending flowers to anyone with cats, do not order a bouquet of lilies, as these are highly toxic for them. I didn't know that.
That I didn't know either.
And they say, you know, cats get into everything, so be really careful. No lilies if you have cats. Remember that alcoholic beverages of any kind are a big no-no for your pets. I know people think it's funny when they pour beer into a bowl or something like that. It's really not that good for your pets, yeah.
Yeah, no.
And that's usually after the person has had about 5 or 6 beers themselves. They do that. So anyway, be careful. Keep the beer and the alcohol away from your pets. And they also say candles. Be very careful if you have cats or dogs around with candles all over the place, because it's easy for them to knock them over without even thinking about it with their tail or just wanting to play. So keep that in mind. And also gather up any wrapping paper, ribbons, and bows after opening any Valentine's Day's gifts. And knickknacks, curious pets attracted by the way they look may try to eat them, and this can be dangerous. So there you go. I gave you a heads up on you can have all the fun in the world on Valentine's, but make sure if you have your furry friends around, thanks to Animal Samaritans, that you just want to make it safe for them as well. So, and you can go to the website animalsamaritans.org to get more information. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. Alex, when we come back, we're going to pick our CoachellaValley.com pick of the week. So we're going to talk about some free events going on, maybe get some fair tickets away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host, on this chilly Sunday morning. Yes, I still have my jacket on, and I'm usually in the studio here with my jacket off, but it's still kind of chilly out. I think it was 57 degrees at 10:45 when I drove over here.
Yeah, and think of all those people that are running this morning.
I know. And they were, you know, they were all in shorts, and they had those little, you know, tight jogging tops on and sleeveless. And I'm, yeah, but I do notice, though, that when I walk at night, I walk a couple miles every night. And at first when I start out, I'm really cold and I have a jacket on. But normally when I get halfway around, then I'm warm enough to take the jacket off, unless it's just really, really cold. And then sometimes I have a jacket off. But it does when you're out there and you are moving around and the sun starts shining. That's the whole key. As soon as the sun is shining on you, then it warms up really fast, especially if there's no wind. So there you go. You can wear a jacket. I would wear a jacket, though, today. It is chilly out there. You can always take it off. All right, this segment of the show is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto and Gallery 500 on the corner of Ramona and Indian Canyon. The500ps.com. Ristretto has a new rewards program now. When you go on over there, you buy so many things. I think you get a point for every dollar you spend, and then at some point you're going to get a rewards check that you can, like a credit that you can use. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. So anyway, rewards, I should have the exact details in front of me. I'll have next week at Ristretto. All right, it is now time for the CoachellaValley.com pick of the week. Lots of things happening here in the Coachella Valley. So I decided to go with Modernism Week, which starts Thursday. It is Thursday, the 14th through the 24th. Of course, highlighting mid-century modern architecture, art, interior, landscapes, all sorts of stuff. All the events are open to the public, but most of all the events, you do have to buy a ticket. So they're not free events, but Modernism Week is huge now. It garners attention all across the U.S. So you can go to the website modernismweek.com, and I will have that posted on our pick of the week. Now, Craig from CoachellaValley.com, he picked an event that I didn't know about, and we had them on the air a couple years ago. I think, Alex, you would love this event. This is the Coachella Valley Jet Jam. This is radio-controlled jets of all types flying out at the Canal Regional Park and Thermal. Doesn't that sound like fun?
That actually looks, that sounds really cool, because I love, you know, remote controlled planes.
Yeah.
Those things are really cool.
And this is next Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They say Friday and Saturdays are the best days to attend, as many of the pilots will be leaving early on Sunday. There will be some flying on Sunday. Then they really shouldn't even have it on Sunday. But so Friday and Saturday, Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. each day. And it just, like I say, it sounds just like a ton of fun to go out there. And I was looking at some of the pictures of these radio controlled jets, and I mean, these things, if you didn't realize it was a picture of a jet, a smaller jet, you would think it is a huge jet. That's how professional all these models look.
Yeah. They put a lot of work into it.
Yeah.
A lot.
Very impressive. So anyway, it's called Coachella Valley Jet Jam, happens next weekend. All right. So Alex, what's your pick of the week?
So I actually ended up picking, it's actually today, all right, at 2 to 3:30. At the Cal State Palm Desert campus, it's Sinatra and Mercer, Too Marvelous for Words, where, let's see, it's Rose Kingsley singing the part of Johnny Mercer and Richard Shelton, Frank Sinatra part, And yeah, they go through various songs. Like I said, 2 to 3:30 at right here, right down the street.
UCR, right?
The Palm Desert, Cal State Palm Desert.
Cal State.
So right next door.
Yeah.
But no, that sounds amazing. It's $35, so pretty inexpensive. So for some really good entertainment.
All right, so there you go, going over there today. So we have your week filled with things to do. Remember, if you check out the Traveling with Francois website on our calendar page, I have the things posted that we talk about on the show. If you want more detail, you can also go to CoachellaValley.com. He has tons and studs. I spent half an hour last night looking through the CoachellaValley.com website. And then also pick up a copy of the Desert Entertainer or find them online. They will give you all such info of what is going on in the Coachella Valley. They're really good about focusing on a lot of the nighttime entertainment and plays as well. So check that out, Desert Entertainer. So lots of ways to find out all the things going on in the Coachella Valley. All right, we do have some free events coming up, but we also do have 4 passes to the Riverside County Date Festival, Riverside County Fair and Dates Festival. This is a family 4-pack. This is about a 40-some dollar savings for you. I will mail these out to you. The lines are open, 760-440-8255, and I will mail these out on Monday. And remember, you cannot have one in the last 30 days, and I have some more of these to give away during the show, so don't you worry about it. Yeah, if you missed this time, Alex is already talking to somebody right now on the phone. All right, let's see what else is happening free here in the Coachella Valley. Yeah, and hopefully we can get some of our winners on the air today. Also happening today, it is Michael Anthony Gagliardi, and that is Sunday Sounds Concert presented by the Palm Desert Public Library. This is at 2 o'clock, and this is free, so if you want to go to a free concert, you can certainly go on over there and check it out. Yeah. All right. So lots of free things happening here. The Palm Desert Community Center, they have events happening all week. And, of course, the Palm Desert Public Library, they have events happening all week that are free. And the Rancho Mirage Public Library does an amazing job as well as all these free events going on. In fact, I probably, if I look somewhere on this booklet that I get each month from Palm Desert telling us what's going on, I'm sure the run is happening in there somewhere that I didn't know the name of this morning. So I'll just have to check that out and see what that was. But I thought to myself later I could look at this and really see what was happening. So that is just a couple of things. Also, Desert X starts. It started yesterday. Yesterday was the 9th, right? And it runs through April 21st. Now, Desert X is free and open to the public. I know they have 5 or 6 installations in the Salton Sea area. Some on the sea. I'm going to be heading out there to see those, and you can go to their, download their free Desert X app. I'm hoping somebody actually just puts a map out there. I just am not one to download a gazillion apps onto my phone, but there is a Desert X app to find out where all of these are located. I think there's 19 installations this year. Last year they only had 6, or 2 years ago only 16. So you can go to their website, which is Desert X. I think it's just desertx.org. I thought I had it on this paper, but I don't. But anyway, Desert X. Alex, who was our winner?
Jay from Indio actually just called in. He couldn't come on because he's on the road.
Oh.
So he's like, yeah, I think he just stopped somewhere.
Okay.
And then he was heading on to work. So
yeah. Jay, that's no excuse. No.
No, I told him I'd give him a shout out.
Okay. Well, no, I'm glad you did, because yeah. You know how I like to talk to our winners, and I always get so disappointed. I see you talking to them, and I think, oh boy, I get to talk to somebody, and then you say, no, sorry, Francois, we're not there anymore. So, all right. Well, Jay, you won that family 4-pack, so I'll be sending those out to you, and I have some more to give away during the show. So do not worry if you did not win some. So we were talking about Desert X, which is going on now till April 31st. I'm sure more and more places will give us a heads up on where all the installations are, but they look quite different. I know they had some in the news. There was the one, I know art is the eye of the beholder, but there was a guy an artist who draped over these, like, parachute material over an old gas station out by the Salton Sea and called it the halter look or something. I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know it's all in the eye of the beholder, but I don't know. Now, there was a really cool, I don't know the name of it, Philip was posting some pictures in India or Coachella, that wired frame. It almost looked like a cathedral. I don't know. There are some really wonderful, I'm not saying the other one's not wonderful, just saying that's maybe a little out of my idea of art. But there are some really wonderful pieces out there.
Desert X does a very good job in not just the art installations, but the geographic locations.
Yeah.
Because it allows you to travel all around the valley, and they integrate the art with, you know, nature.
Right.
And it's really cool.
It is very cool. And the first year, they were overwhelmed by the response. They really were. They were not expecting what they received. In fact, that has just gone nationwide, and other places are doing the same thing now. But this year, they were more prepared. They had more funding. They were more organized. And like I say, they actually went five or six installations down around the Salton Sea, which is going to get a lot of people out there and a lot of people to the Salton Sea State Recreation Area. So I'm eager to go out and see those as well. So anyway, Desert X is up now, and they will keep going all the way through April, so you don't have to worry about that. Also, there are some speakers happening at the CSUSB Palm Desert Campus, and that is happening on Mondays from 4 to 5:50 p.m. It's their academic speakers are talking to students, actually, but the public is invited to go in for free and listen to them. Because the students are there, and they're getting credits for being there for their class, and they're going to be focusing on different questions to ask and whatnot. But again, this is open to the public. Just show up, and you can hear the speakers talk. One coming up is Miguel Santana, President and CEO of Los Angeles County Fair Association, Richard Jennings, retired military, and a lot more. On that note, we're going to step aside, and we should have our guest on to join us, which is Veronica Casper from the fair. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host, and it is here. It's finally here. Every year it gets better and better and better, going 73. This is the 73rd year of the annual Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival. I go every single year a couple times, and I just love it. Joining us on the air is Veronica Casper. She is the County Fair Manager. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Francois. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you doing now that we're getting so close?
You know, the excitement is building, so we're pretty excited over here.
Well, it is always so much fun. And I have to say, like I say, every year that I go, there's all these slight changes, but it's always changes to make it better for everyone who attends. So let's talk about this year's Riverside County Fair National Date Festival. And I'm glad that you kept the National Date Festival part, because that has a lot of history for the locals here in the valley.
Yes, it is. It's, you know, it's a community tradition for the locals out here in the valley. For 73 years, folks have been coming to the Riverside County Fair National Date Festival to enjoy a family day, and that's what we try to provide for them.
And you do. So we kick off on Friday, February 15th. So let's talk about some of the special days that you want to make sure everyone knows about.
We have a number of special days this year. You know, we partner up with a different sponsors, and our first day, opening day, is $5 Fantasy $5 Friday, which is only $5 to get in. Mm-hmm. And we go from there. You know, every single day, veterans are admitted for free with three guests. And we have NBC Palm Springs Day on the 21st, where folks will say the phrase it saves by watching the news on NBC, and they'll be able to get in at a discounted rate as well.
Oh, wow, that's fun. And I love the veterans. Every day, veterans can get in free with three guests?
Yes, yes. We are very much trying to promote, you know, and just thank our veterans, our active duty members, and then the veterans as well. So we just want to make sure that the community is able to make it out in any way, shape, or form. So there's a number of promotions that they can take advantage of.
All right, and folks, all that's going to be on the website, datefest.org, which is really easy. Now, also, you have artists, camel milking exhibits. You have, of course, the program with the kids and the animals out there,
the livestock.
The livestock you have.
Yeah, so we have the livestock auction, and that happens on Saturday the 23rd at 10 a.m. These kids work really hard months leading up to the fair, raising their animals and just learning more about farming and agriculture and all of that for the area. And as you know, we're a pretty big ag industry out here.
Yes, we are. And something that's very popular among a lot of, we have tons, everyone makes jewelry or buys jewelry, one or the other. And you have the gems and mineral displays, which are fascinating. Every year I make sure that I always go to that. You have so many of your big tents is what I call them, but they're big auditoriums. And what are you going to have in all these auditoriums?
So we have different buildings. We have the junior exhibit building. Kids from Riverside County, they're able to enter different projects into this competition, and it's all displayed in the junior exhibits building. So you get to see the kids walking around with their parents. You know, they're very proud because their art is displayed. We also have the Queen's Gallery, which is our fine arts building, and those are fine art exhibits that are entered as well into the competitions, and those are for adults. We have Crafts and Hobby, where we have a really large-scale model railroad train in there, and also quilting exhibits are in there. We have two commercial areas, so we have a large commercial building, and we have a large commercial tent outside, and those just have everything you didn't know you needed in them.
And we love those tents.
You know, those are the fun ones. And then in addition to that, we have the Taj Mahal building, which is focused on our agriculture, and that's where we sell our dates.
Okay. And speaking of dates, with your admission, folks, and admission runs from $11 for adults, seniors $10, youth 6 to 12, $9. Children 5 and under are free. Of course, you can get the season pass for $30, and then the rides are separate packages. But including in your price of admission, you have a lot of special events like the Cooking with the Dates, the Demolition Derby. The list goes on and on. Monster trucks. How do you get all this in there in 1 week?
It's a lot. You really have to plan your day. And one of the features that we have now is this is our second year that we have an app. So you can download it onto your smartphone. You can go through the schedule and just star the ones that you want or favorite them. And that way when you get here, it will remind you, oh, hey, I wanted to go watch the demo derby. I wanted to go watch the pig racing. So it's kind of a neat feature, and you can figure out how you're going to spend your day out here.
All right, and you also have the musical pageant with the Queen and her court, which is always, that's been a long time tradition itself for, I'm sure, the 73 years. But including in the price of admission are the concerts that you're going to have. And you have, you always do such a good job, Veronica, of mixing it up. So there's something for everyone. So tell us a little bit about the performers that you're going to have in the concert pavilion.
Well, we're very excited. We have a country artist, Randy Houser. We have Salt and Pepper, and we have Kool and the Gang. And in addition to that, we also have Ramon Ayala and Mariachi Sol de Mexico.
All right. And what times do these shows start?
Randy Houser starts at 7:30 on Saturday the 16th. Ramon Ayala is at 7 p.m. on Sunday the 17th. Salt and Pepper is at 7:30 Friday the 22nd. Kool and the Gang is at 7:30 on Saturday the 23rd. And then Sunday, we're finishing the day with Mariachi Sol de Mexico at 3:30.
All right.
So it's a lot of fun.
It is, folks. And remember, your price of admission gets you into all of this. So it's really, it is a fun-filled day. You have to go for, you know, 3 hours at least, to get you started.
Absolutely.
Because there's so much going on, including the hypnotist show and just all these other little sideshows going on. So everywhere you look, there's going to be something, and the rides. Personally, I like going when it gets to the evening because I love when all the lights come on at the fair.
Yes, it is a nice sight.
It is so beautiful. And Veronica, let's talk about some fair food. You can't go to the fair without fair food.
Oh, we have so many different things this year. So we have, you know, the normal barbecue and the funnel cakes and the deep fried Oreos and Snickers, all that fun stuff. And in addition, we have 7 or 8 food booths that are going to be selling date-inspired items. So from burgers to hot dogs to Indian fry bread and date shakes, of course. You can't miss out on those.
All right. And, you know, Veronica, I was wondering, how long does it take you? I know you, at 73 years, everyone's pretty much experts at this, but when do you actually start setting up the fairgrounds itself for the fair? How far in advance?
The carnival starts moving in at the end of January. Mm. So that's really when we know it's fair time, when we start seeing the rides coming in. So they start setting up at the end of January, and we follow suit, you know, making sure all our buildings are ready and that the grounds are ready to receive all our guests.
Okay, and let's talk a little bit about parking. Where can people park?
There are 2 different parking lots that the fair runs, and one of them is a preferred parking. That one is $15. Okay. It's the one that's closest to the fairgrounds. And then we have our general parking, and that's on Arabia and Dr. Carrion, and that one is $10.
Okay, and then you also have a space for RVs as well. And I'm sure if they go to the website that people will see all this information on the website, which is datefest.org. And I'm sitting here, I've been looking at the brochure constantly for the last several weeks. We've given away so many tickets to the fair. People are so excited about going. You also have the Riverside County Department of Waste Resources Day on Wednesday, February 20th. And it says, bring in a small used e-waste electronic device for recycling. Get into the fair for free. And what happens to these electronic devices?
Well, they do, the acceptable items that they have are cell phones, tablets, phones, radios, DVD players, ink cartridges. So if you have anything like that laying around at home that maybe does not work, mm-hmm. bring it in, because you'll get in for free on the 20th, and you get to take advantage of how the Department of Waste Resources recycles these items. So that's why they pick them up, to make sure that they're getting recycled properly.
All right, and I think that is so great. I mean, so many things happening, so many ways to get in free, folks, and so many ways to have such a great, great time. Of course, you might want to just mention a few of your sponsors, Veronica.
The Fantasy Springs Resort Casino is our presenting sponsor, and this fair would not be possible without them. So we really thank them for their sponsorship. And, of course, we have Budweiser, City of Indio, and JFK Memorial Hospital. Those are our big sponsors that really help us every year.
Okay, and finally, Veronica, tickets are on sale now. People can go up to your box office and purchase their tickets, or they can go online. How can they get their tickets? Can they get them at the gate?
They can get them at the gate. If they do this now through February 14th, they'll take advantage of some really good discounted rates. The admission tickets are a dollar less. But the carnival tickets are what your best buy is, because you can get the carnival ticket for $22 right now, whereas on the weekends it is $28. So that's a nice savings for you. And the season pass, for those that want to come every day, we want them to, they can buy the season pass for $25 right now. And when the fair starts, it's $30.
All right. Well, Veronica Casper, thanks so much for joining us. We will see you out at the Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival starting this week on February 15th. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Francois. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. All right, folks, you heard it here. It is going to be a big event. So much going on at the fair. I don't know, when I go like I do, I just wander around where the kids have all the animals and stuff. And what is the name of the group? Oh, the kids, 4-H. There we go, 4-H. Watch the kids that take care of these pets and groom. And then they sell them, actually. They sell them, and it's quite interesting. And then, of course, the fair food. I can't go to the fair without having some fair food. Alex, what's your favorite fair food?
Anything fried.
And if, I know. Was she talking about fried Oreos or something?
Yeah, fried Oreos. Know. Oh, they're good.
Oh, I'm afraid once I start, I'll be addicted to them.
It's not a bad thing, though.
Yeah. I bet they're filling, too, huh?
Yeah, they're really good, though.
Yeah, really good. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll have to save room for that, because I usually have, I think a couple years ago they had pinks. I always had a pink chili dog or something, and then you have to have, anyway. All right. So when we come back, we're going to give away another family four-pack to the Riverside County Fair National Date Festival right here on Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes. Your host, Alex Z, is joining us in the boardroom, and he will be answering the phone as well. Heard the A1 Custom Golf Cars commercial. They are also the owners of Desert Battery. So if your battery goes dead for any type of vehicle, they can take care of it for you. They are open 7 days a week. But I just wanted to give you a heads up. One of our listeners actually bought the lithium battery system that A1 Custom Golf Cars has, and he installed it himself. And Malcolm, the owner, was very impressed, our listener John, and he said, no, I can do it. I'm an engineer and all this sort of stuff. So he bought the whole lithium battery system and installed it himself and just loves it. Loves it.
Handyman.
I know. I'm so impressed. Everyone was all impressed. So anyway, if you're thinking about lithium batteries, that is the way to go. A1 Custom Golf Cars, they are the ones to call, and they also are Desert Battery as well, open 7 days a week. And all our sponsors' information is on the website, Traveling with Francoise. Okay, let's see. How about we offer up some more fair tickets, another family four-pack to the Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival. I will mail these out to you. You cannot have one in the last 30 days. You can give us a call at 760 440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. I think we've given away about $1,000 worth of fair passes. That's really how much we've given so many away. I've had pop-up contests online. I mean, yeah, we have just really treated you well. And we want to thank Veronica and her crew over there for giving me so many of these to give away. I mean, really, I can't thank them enough for it. All right, Get a Life Weekly Price Events is brought to you by ARC Attire and Thousand Palms. For all your embroidery and silk screening needs, it's arcattire.org. And remember, when you use them, you're also employing clients of Desert Arc. All right, today there is polo happening out at the Empire Polo Club. It runs through March 31st, so there was a games at noon and games at 2. I suggest you wear a sweater. The admission is free, but parking is $20, and that's for a car. So take a carload of people, go and have a great time, and it just really is lots and lots of fun. So definitely Empire Polo Club. You can go to the website empirepolo.com for more information about all the events going on. All right, here is a comedy that is coming out. It's called Laugh Out Loud. And this starts on Tuesday, February 12th at the Galen Auditorium at the Eisenhower Medical Center campus on Bob Hope Drive. It is a Jewish Federation of the Desert is proud to present this. It is funny. It is with Carol Leifer from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Lots of laughs going on in this production, and tickets are only $50. So again, it is Laugh Out Loud, featuring some of the funniest and brightest comedians at work today, and that is put on by the Jewish Federation of the Desert. Yes, do we have a winner?
We do. Eileen from La Quinta.
Okay. Hi, Eileen.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm very excited. I'm very excited. I have never been to the fair. Okay. I don't know why, but I haven't. So...
Well, it is a lot of fun. I will send you a brochure, and you really kind of want to look over the brochure and sort of pick the days that work for you. Do you know what I mean? Because
I get to pick.
Well, yeah, their passes are good for, there's four of them, and they're good for any day that you want to go.
Oh, my God, how exciting. Yeah. The concerts. Oh, my God.
Well, that's
so
it, and that gets you into the concert. So if there's one person and, you know, one act you want to see, I don't know, you can either go four times or you and a friend go twice or you and four people go, I don't know, however you want to do it. But, yeah, if there's a specific concert you want to go to, those tickets get you into the grounds and into the concert.
Oh, I am so grateful. Thank you, and excited.
Well, you are more than welcome. I want you to have a great time, and then send me a note. I'll put my email address in there and tell me how you liked it, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thank
all right, make sure Alex has all your information, and thanks so much for listening.
Okay, great.
All
thanks.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mel.
Okay, so I will give some away in the next hour, too, so not to worry, folks. So, all right, love is also in the air. Let's see. At Peaks Restaurant, they have a special Valentine's Day menu, and Peaks Restaurant, of course, is at the top of the tram. So you can go to the website, pstramway.com, and check it out. But they have a prefixed menu, which will be served on the 14th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. Reservations are recommended. Tax gratuity and tram admission are not included. But this three-course prefix menu on Valentine's Day is $65 per person. I would think it would be per person. The menu includes choice of appetizer, entree, which is petite filet of beef, miso sea bass, or gnocchis, and also a dessert. So you have three-course meal, and you're in a spectacular setting. So anyway, go to the website, pstramway.com, for more information, and that might be a very beautiful, snowy way to spend Valentine's. Also happening this week, the Desert Ensemble Theater presents For a Reason, the world premiere of a new play by Tony Padilla, directed by Sean Abramovitz, and that is February 15th through 16th. They actually had some plays, production this weekend, the 8th through the 10th, but the next one is next weekend as well. They have a 2 p.m. matinee. It is at the Pearl McManus Theater, Palm Springs Women's Club. Tickets are only $20, and you can go to their website, which is DETCtheater.org. And again, all this information will be posted on the website. And Alex, your fiance, she's going to be in a production coming up. When is that going to happen?
So early March. So March 8th will be opening night. Hairspray.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have to remember to promote that.
I do.
That's going to be your job.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, no pressure.
No pressure. And maybe we can get Leslie to call in or someone from the cast call in and tell us about it.
Yeah, definitely. I'll let them know.
Okay, great. All right, and Mardi Gras Masquerade Ball to raise funds for Cal State University San Bernardino Palm Desert Campus. That happens on February 16th at the JW Marriott in Palm Springs. They've had so many big events going on there. I live just 5 minutes away from here and basically 5 minutes away from the JW Marriott, and they do fireworks over there. And there are nights when all of a sudden these fireworks going crazy. You hear all these booms, and I know that a lot of them are coming from right over there. They have big stages set up out on the golf course. They're doing a ton of stuff over there.
Yeah, that area has been really blowing up with events.
Yeah, lots of events here. Patrick Warburton events coming into the valley. You know, he has his Desert Jam and all sorts of stuff. So many things going on. So anyway, again, here's another event happening for you, and I will get that posted on the website. Also, Living Desert, they have their annual Fairy Tales and Frog Day held on Saturday, February 16th from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The event is free to members or with paid park admission. Children are encouraged. This looks so cute to go to this. If I had little children, I would take them to this. They have such a good time. It's for children 3 to 12. They're invited to join Belle and Cinderella at one of the four enchanted private tea parties. It is $20 per child for a tea party. The children are encouraged to dress up in their favorite fairy tale character, explore the zoo and gardens, experience a tea party. Doesn't that sound like so much fun for kids?
It does. And I think it's good to have a lot of events for kids that are accessible to them and, you know, let them have fun.
So this is happening on Saturday, February 16th, next Saturday. For more info, go to the website livingdesert.org. But think about it. And maybe when your neighbor's children, the mom or dad has to work that day or they can't take it, maybe you can take them. There's an idea. You take them and let them have some fun. Also happening, to celebrate the Chinese New Year in grand style with the Waring International Piano Competition. They are honoring Betty Francis. That will be Sunday, February 17th at the Weston Hills Rancho Mirage. And for all the information, I'll have this posted on the website, Traveling with Francoise. All right, the Heritage Club presents an evening of comedy. We have given out, a lot of tickets for Frank for that. Thank you to Frank for doing that, but that's it. No more. If you want to go and listen to Sarge and Pete Barbuti and Tony Russell, tickets are only $40 per person. It's Sunday, February 24th at Sun City Palm Desert. Yes, that is the night of the Oscars, but you know what? The Oscars start at 5. This doesn't start till 7. You record the Oscars. Frankly, they get too political and boring for me anyway after the red carpet, so I will be at this evening of comedy, and it's going to be hilarious. So the information to buy tickets, it will be at the Sun City Del Webb in their huge Sierra Ballroom that hosts 600 people. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Last time I saw Sarge, I laughed until I cried. It was so funny. All right, and also coming up, the Garden Jam Music Festival is, you can buy tickets now online, gardenjammusicfestival.com. And this will be happening over at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens, headlining Lucas Nelson and Promise of This Is Really Small, The Real Blues Legends, Buddy Guy, and so much more. Fitz, our own Jimmy Fitz, he puts this on and organizes this Garden Jam Music Festival. It's going to be a good one. So go to the website, gardenjammusicfestival.com, to get your seats now, because everybody has tables. Everybody's sitting at tables. They're doing it a little bit different. Also, BMP, tickets are on sale for that. Whew, wow. It is just busy, busy, busy. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to shift into travel mode. We're also going to hear from Olivia from Amtrak and hear all your replies about train travel. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise.